Hello everyone and welcome to the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast. My name is Pakala Kiara and I'll be your host. Here we discuss life and how the different facets of it can influence our mental health. We will talk about therapy, interventions, mental health and life experiences. Remember, if you like it, feel free to give us a share and invite your friends and loved ones to listen.
Hi, everyone. This episode is a therapist-to-therapist chat. I'm your therapist, Paula. I'm a counsellor. But here with me tonight, I have my friend and colleague, Kelly, and she's a brand new therapist. And I want to just ask her a little bit about what it is that she does. So I'm going to throw it over to her and she can tell me her title. And then perhaps tell us a little bit about like what you do as a person. And then we'll jump into what your kind of therapy is.
Hi, Pakala. Thank you for having me. So I'm Kelly and I am a developmental educator. So yeah, really what that is it's a allied health professional that specializes in supporting people with disabilities.
Awesome.
So we kind of work holistically with the different areas, develop functional life skills, such as like executive functioning skills, communication, daily living, social skills, more along that area.
Awesome. So you cover like a broad kind of spectrum of topics and things, like aspects, I guess, of a disability. I love that. So in and amongst that, and we'll talk more about what a DE is and who kind of could benefit from this service. But I wanted you to kind of tell me and my listeners a little bit more about like what it is that you do as a business, the kind of services your business offers, and your location and your kind of service area. Like where are you based? Who do you see? That kind of thing, or who can you see?
Yeah, so my service is called Autistic Gem, and we support autistic women and their families create the life that they want to live.
Awesome.
So we do that in a variety of ways. We have support coordination. We help with accessing NDIS and navigating NDIS as a whole.
Awesome.
Reassessments. Therapy, support work, there's kind of like a variety of stuff, but we specifically work with really autistic mums. So all of our clients, mum has a diagnosis and children have a diagnosis as well. So we're looking at the whole family and looking at the complexities of being a parent and parenting autistic children.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So it's kind of like an awesome little hub of services that you kind of got in one place. And your niche, so to speak, is autistic mums with autistic children. So neurodivergent families, hey?
Yeah.
Love that. Awesome. And of course, if mum's feeling more supported, the family, it's just like a flow-on effect, the family and functions better, they feel more supported naturally because mum's like at the helm, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, and you know, I think we know as well, I hope we know as women and as you know, mums, that if we're not functioning, then our family isn't going to function. So
yes,
we get a lot of women that come to us and be like, oh, my child needs support, it's, you know, I want to focus on them first. And it's great that they want to do that. But if we're focusing on them first, like the children first, then mum's just overwhelmed. And, you know, we can give some amazing strategies to, you know, and amazing tools to go, okay, yep, implement this and implement this. But if mum's not okay, mum's not implementing anything.
Yes, exactly.
Any of that on. So we need to work with mums and get mums to a point that they are okay. Or
yes,
tools that they can work with during, you know, any given date and any given time and, you know, be able to work with that. And what we're finding is that when we give the tools to mum, they're automatically doing it with the kids. So the kids then are
Yes.
benefiting from the stuff that we're putting in place for mum. And so it then means that the
Nice.
family as a whole is able to function just that little bit better and a bit more cohesive.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit more cohesively, a bit more efficiently, a bit more like, yeah, like teamwork. Hey, like, and I love what you said. Like, if mum's not good, everyone else is probably not going to be the greatest. And I also like other elements of what you said there too. Like, we've got to put our own oxygen mask on first before we put our oxygen mask on the kids if we're in a plane accident. Same thing if it comes to mental health or seeking support or understanding things. And you're right, like understanding yourself helps you to understand why your children might be doing something. If you understand why you yourself do a behavior or an action, then of course you're going to be able to have more patience and compassion for your child. Hey, that makes sense to me.
I think like I see a lot of when mum's given some skills and some strategies, they're less likely to have to use the strategies with their children because the environment that they're creating is almost a lot calmer. So they can preempt a lot more things happening. So instead of working from a place of being, reactive, they can be a bit more proactive and don't necessarily realize that that's what's happening at the time. It's just, we get, mum's coming back going, oh, we've had a really good week and, all this stuff happens and everything kind of flew and it was just, it was a better week than what we've had. And when you start to unpack
Nice.
it, what you start to realize is that, they've put strategies in place that they were like, okay, so I did all this for me. But because they did that for them, it meant that, the child was like a lot calmer and the situation was
Yes.
calmer. So the child was then reacting or like reacting less to what was going
Yes.
on.
More in balance and in that homeostasis that mum has returned to. It kind of just had that beautiful flow on effect. And it's kind of like magic. It just starts from center and flows out. It's like a ripple effect. But no, I love that. And I also love what you said there, like not only does her putting strategies in help her to be calm and then affect the family in such a way? But it's probably also useful from a psychological point of view, as we all know, the importance of modeling and monkey see, monkey do, that old adage of, our children start to do the things that we do. So if we're doing good things, they're going to learn good habits and just do those naturally, like it's second nature to them.
And it'd be so nice that as and we haven't really touched on this, but I am autistic and I have autistic children.
Yes.
And everything that I try and do is to kind of go, okay, well, when I was a child, I struggled with all of these things. And so as an adult, and I was a late diagnosed adult, I'm now learning or I'm having to relearn how to cope and how to function and how to get through
Yes.
each day. Where it's like, if I can teach my children these skills now as they're growing up, then my hope for them is that they will then have those skills going into adulthood and will struggle
Yes.
less on a daily basis because they would already have these things in place. And so, for stuff that, and we've had conversations sort of offline about this, like the stuff that we struggle with. Hopefully our kids won't have to struggle with it. And, we're learning these skills now, but we're able to learn these skills and teach
Yes.
them now.
Yes. And that's very powerful. Like you said, you're in a powerful position there because you get to set the intention for your family and your child, but you're teaching them skills that you may not have had. And oh my gosh, like listening to you, it's like listening to myself, like neurodivergent mom of neurodivergent children. And you're so right. Like, we weren't taught proper coping skills. We weren't even taught about why we were doing something or what a behavior was. Like, what a gift it is that we can give to our kids, letting them know that we understand now. And that they're not alone, we know what that feeling feels like. But hey, here's a tool that I hope you will use. And then the hope is that they use it and they feel better and they don't struggle, they struggle less and don't have more of the mental health kind of flow on effect of struggling and burnout and that kind of thing. But also that they then, when it's their turn to be a parent, they naturally impart that onto our grandchildren, which will be so beautiful. Like we are touching each generation when we choose to look after ourselves. So it's very powerful what you do helping mums. I love that.
This is a short interruption to let you know that if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty or is in need of more support, you can find me at maramacounseling.com. Be sure to check out the audio resources page also, where you'll have access to a number of free resources that will help you to feel relaxed. Be sure to take advantage of my 20-minute free initial session. I am also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Can't wait to work with you.
So to like focus in a little bit more and go back to just rewind a little bit, you talked about your qualifications. So can you tell me like a little bit more about what exactly you do, like what a kind of a process with you looks like who might benefit from being able to see a DE?
So as a developmental educator, my personal focus, so each DE works a little bit differently, but my focus is on mums and so, supporting mums, whether it's they have a diagnosis. Sometimes we have some mums where they're not yet diagnosed or they haven't gone down that process themselves. So it's around supporting them to support their children that have a diagnosis. And so there's a few areas that we can work with, but my big thing is for women to understand their diagnosis and understand who they are. So as women and as women become mums, we often lose our identity and we often lose who we are. And if for some, it can be this grieving process of, going from, okay, this is who I was before kids. Now I've had kids, I don't actually know who I am. And then you add in, oh, now I've just got a diagnosis. Sometimes it happens, their children are diagnosed, they see signs in themselves and go, oh, I do that. I thought that was normal. Or, doesn't everybody do that? Like, well,
Like that.
I think there's this big thing around finding out who they are. So it's almost like creating their new identity. And within that is, okay, I have a diagnosis now. What does that mean for me? So it's really important that as people, we understand who we are, how our diagnosis affects us, and then finding out what our strengths are within that. So we all have strengths within our diagnosis, but identifying what they are and how that can play out in our life and, working with that as a, you might be really good at a particular thing. Well, we can harness that strength and, really utilizing that instead of going, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. Well,
Focusing
that's
on all the
okay that we can't do
deficits.
that.
Yeah,
Let's
exactly.
focus on these strengths.
Yeah, and let's look at how we can bolster you with some of those things you might struggle with. Hey. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So yeah, you've kind of answered a little bit about who benefits from having a DE and kind of why one is kind of needed. I love that. Like, are there any others who would benefit from having a DE in their life?
Yeah, so you're like anyone with a diagnosis can, benefit from a DE. And it's around, like any therapist, it's around finding the therapist that's going to work for you and it's going to work on, the skills that you want or, the stuff that you're struggling with. So a couple of other areas that I particularly work in is around managing life transitions. And so it goes back to that, hey, I'm now a mum now. And maybe you're going to school and it's like, okay, all my kids are at school now.
What do I do?
May or may not have therapy sort of sorted out for our kids, but it's then like, okay, well, what's that? I'm now transitioning into a different part of different part of my life. I'm not having
Yeah.
babies anymore. The babies are, going to school. What's next?
Yeah.
Or, maybe my kids are going out of school and,
Yes.
starting to
The
move
new phase
possibly
of
out of
life. Yeah.
home. Or, yeah. So it's around, managing those transitions. Also can support with emotional regulation, social and emotional development, managing executive functioning skills, which is another one
Yep.
of my favorite, is,
I love that.
really working at, hey, as mums, we our children borrow almost our executive functioning and borrow our skills.
Yes.
So it then, the more strain we have in life and the more demand we have, the more demand that puts on our executive functioning. So working through
Yeah.
some strategies around, okay, well, how can I make sure that we've got dinner sorted? Or how can I,
Yeah, so kind of directing supports to address the issue or the deficit. You're able to go, hey, we've identified where we struggle with executive functioning. What kind of things, services, supports would help me get to the end quicker, like make that process easier? Yeah, I love
Yeah.
that.
And also, I think a lot of this actually just comes down to understanding. I think once we understand, we can go, oh, okay,
Yes.
I'm really sucky at organizing dinner, especially when it's nighttime. So maybe I'm really good at, I don't know, organizing stuff during the day. So let's use some time during the day, or let's identify, okay, when can we do some of these things? When, you going back to using our strengths, where are our strengths here? Let's use some of our strengths to then,
Yes.
work with the things that we kind of struggle with.
Yes, I love that. And like you said before, each diagnosis has different facets and aspects to it. But also each individual is different and will have different strengths. So being able to work with someone like you to really hone in and identify those will help kind of help those strengths flourish and grow. And I'm all about having a strengths-based focus. Did a webinar on that too. Recently, so I totally get what you're saying. Like when we feel good, we do good. Like embracing our strengths is gonna just help us keep noticing them and keep playing to them.
I think
Awesome.
also looking at our interests as well, and using our interests to, work on, things like, we look at kids and, go, okay, well, what are they interested in? Oh, they really love Minecraft, or they really love trains, or,
Yeah.
whatever it is. And then if we create learning around the things that they're interested in,
They
there's
kind
so
of just
many.
thrive. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's
Yeah.
so many things that we can teach through just going, okay, well, what is their language? How
Yeah.
do we need to,
Yeah. What are they motivated
interact with?
by? Yeah. All of that. And like I can speak to that with personal experience lately. My son's level 3 autistic, and I've only just let him start having the iPad a bit more. He's been playing Pokemon Go. But it's amazing how much he's trying to initiate conversation with me about this interest because he's so into it right now. And he knows that I'll play it with him, that he'll want to show me things. He'll want to initiate conversation with me, whereas previously he's like off in his own little world, doing his own thing. Whereas now he wants to interact with something. And even really cute things like if I send him a gift on there, he'll be like, "Oh, thank you, Mom. You give me gift." It's just really cute. So he's able to show me other skills that he's been developing, like gratitude and being able to express that and, recognize emotions and feelings within his body. So I love what you're saying that there. Like if you play to your interests or find out what motivates you or what keeps you into something, you can really, really use that to succeed in life, I guess, and just make your life a bit better. Hey.
And I think that's what, we all want. If we're able to, create the life that we want, then it will flow so much better. And,
Yes.
it'll just be, sounds a bit
Things feel easy.
woo, but
Yeah.
yeah, like things can become easy, and they can feel easier. And it's just, I guess some of it is that acceptance of just going, you know what, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to work towards.
Yes.
And
And we can all benefit from things like that, like setting goals and just identifying what it is that we want. Some of us start to float through life as adults and oh, like you said, we're in survival mode and we're just treading water. We're just staying slightly above the edge of the water. And we don't have enough time to go and do things that really help us to thrive or succeed. Or we don't have enough time to sit down and go, what's my goal? Where do I want to be? What do I want my life to look like ideally? So I love that your service kind of gives you the space and the opportunity to do that and embrace so many good things like strengths, future goals, helping where you might be a bit hindered by your diagnosis. But like you said, also identifying these really, really good things about your diagnosis and embracing those and just helping you to tread a little bit less water. Starting to float now. That's good.
yes.
Awesome. So you kind of told me a little bit about what a DE is and who benefits from having one. I guess like the kind of the last thing to ask you is if someone wanted to book with you, how would they book with you? And like what are the different ways they can kind of cover their session with you? Like NDIS, things like that. So, start where you want in the answer to that long question, but
Yeah. So really to get started, everyone starts with a chat with me. I want people to feel supported when they're working with us.
yeah.
I always start with a chat, get to know you. Just make sure we resonate with each other and that I'm going to be the best service.
Yes.
I don't want to be working with people, like I don't want people to feel like they have to work with me. And I
Yeah, you're
definitely,
so stuck with you and there's no one else or that kind of
so
feeling.
it's starts with a chat. We get to know each other and then go, right, these are the services that I feel like you might benefit from, and we kind of take it from there.
I love that.
Most people reach out to us through Facebook or Instagram. Everyone will always be directed, hey, book in with a chat. I want to make sure that I can dedicate the time to you and the space to you to really go, okay, yep, this is how we can work
Yeah.
together.
And help them to unpack it, I guess, because some people might be like, hey, I need help, but what kind of help? And if you get to have
But
that chat,
I
yeah.
don't know what kind of support I need, or I've been told to
Exactly.
contact you. Like I've had that a couple of times and I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Cool. Let's chat.
Let's chat and see what comes up. And I mostly work with NDIS clients, but I do take private clients as well.
Nice.
Starts there, and from an our initial chat, we then work out what the best services are and who within our team can help, because I do have a couple of team members that offer
Nice.
different services. So it might
Cool.
you might not need a DE, or you might not need a DE yet.
Yeah,
You might
it might be a
coming on.
future thing.
You might be coming on because you're still trying to access NDIS, or you need a
Yes.
reassessment, or you're just trying to navigate NDIS and just kind of needing some guidances
Yeah.
to where to go, what support's out there. So
Yeah, and that's what I love about your service is that you kind of from start to finish, like accessing the NDIS. What do I do with my plan? Support coordination, DE. And it's kind of if it mirrors that beautiful flow of that develop, like that little developmental loop, I guess, of where we start with diagnosis, or I don't even know about diagnosis yet. Like, am I my child? Is and I do that. So am I? And then you'd be like, yeah, you are. And like you said, you help with assessment and reassessment and things like that as well. So I love that you're like a one-stop shop for like an autistic mum in need of you.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. And like you said, I guess to add to more like who would benefit from having one is, yeah, you, if you're in burnout, like if you're an autistic mum or neurodivergent mum, if you feel like you're in burnout, and I've done an episode on burnout, so check that one out. If you want to know more about what that feels like, I guess that, yeah, you are like a good place to start, which is really cool. And like you said, if you guys have a chat and the resonation isn't there, you as a support coordinator know plenty of other services that you'd be able to kind of let them know about as well. So I love that. There's like so much that you can offer. Awesome. So thank you for chatting with me tonight. I really, really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
This concludes this episode of the Be Light, Shine Bright podcast from Murramar Counselling. I'm Pakala Kiara, and I hope you enjoyed listening today. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears ready for more episodes in the future. And remember, be light, shine bright. Until next time.